Hello, I'm Sonny Melendrez, and welcome to the TEDx San Antonio podcast, featuring brief conversations with our stellar TEDx San Antonio speakers. Now be sure to follow the link on this page for ticket info, complete lineup, and more. Well, you might say that Rob Wykall is a rare breed, literally. He has the distinction of having served as an NBA mascot, more specifically, the San Antonio Spurs Coyote. So how did this happen in the first place?
The Spurs were creating an interactive team. It's 20 years ago, literally 20 years ago, when interactive teams were just the brand new thing. And a girl, I water skied out at SeaWorld in the ski show, and a girl who was on the ski team was also a silver dancer. She was like, hey, Rob, you should go try out. You know, they're looking for people who can tumble and are outgoing. Went and auditioned, made it on that team, and then very soon after met the guy who was the Coyote at the time, Tim, and literally one of those where he's like, hey, you know, we looked at each other, we're the same size, same build, and he's like, you ever want to maybe do appearances as the Coyote? So I said, sure, and start doing appearances as the Coyote from that day forward.
Knowing Tim Durk myself and knowing what his mindset is like, he's almost like the Coyote in real life, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and that's what was really weird when I met Tim, is we looked at each other and it was like our comedy was the same type, our movements were similar. People used to say, man, you did a great job of imitating Tim. And I was like, well, I'm not. I'm just being Rob. So Coyote changed to Skinch when I took over, but really it was just me being Rob, because I've always said you can't imitate somebody in that situation because it takes too much long time in your brain to say, what would Tim? And then you've already lost it, right? You just have to be yourself. The Coyote was just an expounded version of myself anyway. I was the type of kid that was always running into doors, falling down, messing around, playing jokes on people. So it was just a bigger version of myself. And I think the same thing with Tim. So it just was very natural to do so. Just when you're in a mascot costume, you can take that to an nth degree that you can't as a person, because you can get away with so much more in a costume, which is fun, right?
It's true. It's true. All right. So making moments, explain how you connect that topic with what you did.
Really, I say all I did as the Coyote was take opportunities to create impact and take a moment and make it the biggest it could be for people, to create memories and experiences. And I just felt like I really honed in on that really well. And I had the opportunity, I like to talk about, there's the cheerleader and some mascots that they'll hold up a noise sign and say, hey, make noise. And then they run off. They don't know. Like, they're not really caring if that crowd made noise or not. They're just doing their job. I chose to hold a noise sign up, say make noise, and if they didn't, then just look at them like, no, it's not good enough. I said make noise. Let me hear you make noise. And then when they did, praise them for it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I love you. You're one of me. And that's a lot like life, right? That I say, you can go through the motions, or you can really listen, and you can really make moments.
Wow, that's great. Well, Rob, we're going to be really listening and knowing that you're going to make moments really happen at TEDx this year.
Well, I appreciate it, Sonny, for your time, and I would just say I hope as many people come out and hear this as possible. I can't wait to tell these stories and just, I've had so many people when I was Coyote, when they would find out, you know, hey, you're the Coyote. What about this? And how's this work? And people want to know so many things, and now I can talk about it. Before I was, you know, wouldn't talk about it, but now I'd love to talk about
without
it.
Without sitting on their lap.
That's right, without having to get all sweaty. Exactly. Much nicer way to do it.
Really. That's Rob Wykall, who'll be howling his story at our next TEDx San Antonio day-long event, Saturday, November 12th at the Whitty Museum. Now, here are three fun facts that you might not know about the Coyote. First, he makes over 400 community appearances a year. Second, his real name is Carnivorous Entertainus. And third, his favorite musical group is Los Lobos, of course. Make sure you follow the link on this page for more complete information. And special thanks to our signature sponsors, Rackspace, Geekdom, and Texas Public Radio. With the TEDx San Antonio podcast, I'm Sonny Melendrez. Thanks for listening.